Like, you know, Colt Ford walking in. It's kind of a saunter.
It is.
That's what it was.
It's a little saunter. Saunter. Yeah. All right, man. Good to see you. You can grab that mic over there. Yeah.
He swalked in. It's a sauntering walk. He swalked in.
By the way, I was looking in the green room. When you're in the green room, you had your hat off. You look like you kind of look like Redneck Jesus.
Redneck Jesus.
Yeah, you sort of get your.
You know, a little bit. I see it.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Wow.
Wow. That's a beer drinking
Redneck Jesus.
That
might be a song title.
Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure that's been.
It has?
Done.
No, I don't think it has.
There's beer with Jesus and Jesus take the wheel. And...
Imagine the song about Jesus set in he's in a trailer park, okay?
All right.
And he's in a lawn chair, the whole stereotypical thing.
You mean my No Trash in My Trailer video.
Exactly. Imagine it's No Trash in My Trailer video scene, but with Jesus there. But in this song, Jesus like he talks about how all the people are messed up and have all these problems, but he goes in and fixes it.
That's a good idea.
So at the end, he fixes it.
And at the end, instead of turning water into wine, he turns it into whiskey?
Yeah.
He turns whiskey into water.
Coors, original.
Come on, man.
Hey, real quick, I do want to let you guys know there is a Redneck Jesus song out there.
No way.
So, yeah, it's been done back in 2010 by Gumbo Ron.
Well, listen, Gumbo Ron.
So it hadn't been done, is what you're saying.
good point.
Yes, Patrick.
I was going to say, Lori was putting makeup on Colt, and I interrupted. I didn't know if we wanted to give her a chance to finish. I didn't know, because they're filming, you know.
Oh.
He looks great.
Again, I wake up in the morning and look like this, just off
all
the top.
Time?
Yeah, yeah. Man, so.
Oh, well, okay, we'll take a break. Hey, can we all just have a makeup party in here? Maybe
yes.
We'll take a break.
A little touch-up.
Yeah,
we'll do powder here and there.
Well, we were talking about, we started Wheel of Power. I meant Wheel of Powder. But yeah. I think we might turn into Wheel of Lotion would be fun.
Okay.
Wheel of just spin lotion it and have different places to put the, yeah, it puts the lotion on
Wheel of Lotion Bubba. Isn't happening.
Pretty sure Redneck Jesus wouldn't say that.
You don't think so?
No, I don't think so.
I think Redneck Jesus would totally be into Wheel of Lotion.
All right. Here we go.
The Wheel of Lotion.
Let's see where it's going to stop. Oh, elbow, knee, can't say that. Elbow.
Can't say that one
either. Can't say that one. Neck, back. Can't say that one.
Oh, Colt Ford, the Wheel of Lotion has stopped on
your nose.
Oh, man.
Yeah, a little terrible.
Lotion in the nose.
Wow. Colt Ford is in the studio with us, and the new album, it's classics.
It's like all the best. It's like an album of all the best Colt Ford songs to get you riled up and ready to go for the party. I'm shocked. One of my favorite all-time Colt songs isn't on here.
Which
Meet me at the Waffle House.
Oh, it's hard. There's so many favorite Colt Ford songs. I don't know what to do.
Listen. A shack on the edge of town.
This is my dad's favorite, by the way.
That's
where I'll be when the sun goes down.
And it's Eric Church with you on this one?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wouldn't trade a man for a Cadillac. Kinda wanna pay my old dirt road. Went to the courthouse, said hell no.
It's a country thing, it's a fish on a string. Mary Jane chomping on a chicken wing.
Is he sped up a little bit?
No.
He actually did that with his own voice.
That's just E being E.
Wow. It does sound a little sped up, huh? It's a country thing. Maybe it's our CD player is fast.
I think our speed is off. Does it sound, everything else sound on?
Yeah, no, that's correct. You know, if you listen, though, from earlier, his earlier records, his voice has evolved a little bit. It was a little bit more nasally as he started when he first came out to where it is now. I think that happens with everybody. I listen to some of my new stuff compared to my first record, and I go, wow, I don't sound like that anymore.
You should hear the old radio shows from whenever Big D and I first started.
Yeah. We're all like, yee-haw, let's go, boys. It's going to be all blah, blah.
Our voice is real high like this.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So, Bubba, you think we talk like we're on like speed or something. I don't know. Maybe we had a drug addiction back then. I don't remember. But maybe
it happens.
It's weird.
You know why? Because we had to do the radio thing. You had to get as much out in, you know, in 3 minutes or whatever the boss would say.
So how do you get... Because you've got songs on here. Who's some of your guests on there? You got Al Dean, Eric, and... I asked the question, then I started answering it.
Yeah, no, you're right. No, honestly, so everybody always asks me how I, you know, do you write a song so you can get Eric on it? No, I write the song, and then the songs kind of tell me, to me, it goes, oh, that would be good for Eric, or Jason or Luke or Tim McGraw, Charlie Dennis, a lot of the people I've been able to work with.
Did it start with them listening to you when you were first coming out, and they kind of, you're kind of, I don't like bootleg copy, but kind of?
No, I mean, it really kind of started for me on the internet, but I meant Ride Through the Country album came out in 2008. I mean, and it was an official release, you know, Walmart and everywhere, but I had Jamie Johnson on there on Cold Beer, John Michael Montgomery, you know, on Ride Through the Country, and Jamie. Jamie Johnson ain't going to do a single thing that he believes does not believe in, or nobody going to make him do anything. And right. Jamie was actually the first person I wrote a song with, a song called Tailgate on my first record. And we became great friends, and we played a lot. And people were like, how did that? I'm like, we talk about a lot of the same things, the same stories. We just tell them differently. You know what I mean? I mean, mm-hmm. He does it how he does it. And there ain't nobody that does it like Jamie. If you consider yourself a country fan and you ain't got a Jamie Johnson record, I think you're kidding yourself, to be honest with you.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, it's coming out on the 23rd, Colt Ford. Can we just call it the Classics? What's the official name?
It's funny because everybody's like, you're making a greatest hits record. And I was arguing with the label and Shannon, and then I'm going, I've never had a song in the top 40. How am I making a greatest hits record? I mean, it's like,
But you know what?
But it is, for my fans... that's what it is, and that's who I make music for. It really ain't no different than what y'all do. I mean, there's a lot of people that don't like what y'all do, and that's fine. That's not who you're talking to. Well, you're talking to the people that love what y'all do.
What are you talking about?
Are you saying there's people that don't like us?
I'm not saying that.
I think what we do is brilliant. It's unbelievably talented.
We're just lovable. We're cuddly.
Oh, I'm 100% on board with this train.
Dude, we're kidding, man. During football season, we'll do the prayers for the players and this and that, and we catch a lot of flack for that. But you know what? That's not why. We're not doing it to incite somebody to get angry at us. We're doing it for those who need that prayer.
Think about what you just said. You do prayers for players, and it makes somebody mad.
Oh, it does. Every time.
Wow.
But you know what? That's a great point. You've got to be true to who you are.
Exactly.
I mean, you know, listen, are you going to have a number one radio hit? I don't know. I don't know. Maybe you will. But if you don't, that's fine.
You're paying the bills anyway. You're still selling lots of songs, and right. Everybody's happy.
I'm not going to change who I am to try to get it. I'm going to do it the way I do it. I'm going to say what I believe in. And I think prayers for players is awesome and should be done every day in every high school football stadium and college stadium and everything.
And we think playing Colt Ford music at a bonfire should be done at every bonfire.
That should pretty much be a requirement. Like, that should be part of your pack that you have. Yep. We got kegs, we got wood, we got Colt Ford, we got hot girls and trucks. We're in a field. We're winning.
You know, it's interesting as we've seen the evolution of music, really, even since your career got rolling. Music has changed. Country music has absolutely evolved.
It has. And honestly, people, you know, there's been a lot of different magazines and interviews that go, man, you move the needle and push the genre in a little bit of a different direction. Maybe, but I did not set out to do that. I was just trying to make songs that were the best songs that I could make as Colt Ford that people liked. And it turned out that a lot of people did like them. And then my song Dirt Road Anthem is on my first record. Brantley and I wrote, was on my first record, became this kind of underground thing. And then when Jason Aldean re-recorded it, it's become the biggest song of his career. And Jason has said, you know, that's what took me from this level to that next level. And that we're way overthinking it. Whatever. If you make songs that people like, that's all that really matters, whether they can relate to it or not. That's what it's all about. And Driving Around song is getting close to being a platinum single. It's never been in the top 40.
Yeah.
That's hard to believe. Yeah. I meant, but again,
it's actually more impressive that you have a song that's almost sold a million copies.
Yeah, it speaks a lot to your fans and the fact that they're out preaching the gospel, going, check out Colt Ford.
It does, and I'm going to keep doing what I do, man. I mean, I've been blessed to have so many people that have given me opportunities, and guys like you that we've always had that relationship, and y'all have always supported, and I've done the same thing. And at the end of the day, that's what it's all about, you know, helping your friends help you. They try, you know, you do what you can to try to make something be successful, and the rest is really up to the fans anyway. If they like it, they'll tell you. If they don't, they'll tell you that too.
Yeah, think about that.
Answer to No One, the Colt Ford Classics. Go and pick it up as soon as it comes out. You can pre-order it now and follow Colt Ford online, and he'll tell you when it is out and ready to go. At Colt Ford on Twitter, at Colt Ford, and Facebook is just Colt Ford. Look for the little check mark.
Yes. I try to answer the Twitter messages myself. I've been slacking a little bit lately, but generally, if you get a response back on Twitter. That was me. I like to answer them myself.
All right, Colford. Good to see you again. Thank you, brother.
I mean, it's always good to see y'all.
Next time we see you, you better say, guys, I've got Trailer Park Jesus ready to roll.
I think there might be something there.
I thought it was Redneck Jesus.
Redneck Jesus.
I think Trailer Park Jesus is actually better.
I like Trailer Park Jesus, man. I changed it. I evolved my art. It's Trailer Park Jesus now.
It's constantly evolving. That's what he does.
Yeah, that's what I do. That's kind of the guy I am. That's the artist I am.
Right in front of our eyes.
Let me know if you want to get together and write.
No, that's okay. I'm on that. Okay. I'll have to give you a piece. You got a third for a word, buddy.